This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, at your service and on your side. That's how a lot of people describe what we do in these service hours of the Good Day program. This is called Tech Talk Time. Good Day presents the wonderful mind, the beautiful body, the kinship that we have with Greg Stebbin, who is here from Men's Health Magazine. After all, if he works for Men's Health Magazine, he better have a beautiful body, right? He must have been a beautiful body.
During the Tech Talk segment, do you?
Say that again a little bit louder if we could get the...
You don't mind if
do we have anybody in charge of the technology? Who's in the studio? Who's in the control room that's messing this all up? Oh.
Grabbing a sandwich.
He's having his cereal. All right, so Mr. Stebbin, what did you say again, please?
I was just saying, you don't mind if I pump some iron while I'm doing this?
No, help yourself. That's a great way for you to get through this hour. Greg Stebbin is here. We talk about technology. Richie McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, who still, after 20 years in the business, is trying to find out what that red light is. What's that?
They're also
that
pretty.
Button on there?
Yellow,
yeah,
red, yeah. Green.
Thank heavens we have Victoria with us. Victoria Schillen is, Keila. There I am with
nice.
You know, put the two of them together. I do that all the time, Richie. I put Kara, Keelan, and Victoria Schillen. I mean, I do it. It's just a crazy game. Second.
He's losing it, Richie.
Thank you.
That news for you.
Go ahead. I'm waiting for that one. Go ahead.
Give it
your best
shot. When it comes to names,
shot.
He's been losing it for 30 years.
I know. I'm not great with names.
Yeah.
Great with faces. Never forget a face.
Exactly.
That reminds me. I'll tell you a quick story. This has nothing to do with anything, Greg, but the way our minds work, and that really kind of does feed into technology. I don't want to come across as this United Airlines pilot that was taken off the plane because she was screaming crazy things, but I am. What comes into my mind as we're talking about what Richie just said, I had an experience with somebody who is in town meeting with me in Framingham, and she took a shot at me. And it appeared in the local newspaper, appeared in the local blogs and stuff. And she was completely wrong. And so I managed to take her, according to everybody, anybody who knew what she was accusing me of, it wasn't right.
Factually,
she doesn't like me. She doesn't like what I stand for. And she's kind of the resident nut bird in town. She takes her turn at everybody, and now it's my turn. So anyway, I went right to a social media. All of you have been proud of me.
Yes!
She took a shot at me, and I went right back at her, and I said it. My darling says to me all the time, when I get responses from people, I tend to be a little wordy.
Yeah.
And so I might write a letter that's four pages long, and the response to it might be four words or something like that. So I took a lesson from that, and I just took all the things that she'd said, and I put them all into one category, and I said, this would be great if she knew what she was talking about, but she doesn't, and here's why. And so then I said to her, next time you want to take a shot at somebody, make sure you have the facts. That was all I said. And, man, did I get applause from people who were on the blog, from people who were sending me emails and stuff. And the reason I tell you the story isn't to tell the story about me, but how powerful just little things like that are. I don't witness it. Victoria and I talk about these things all the time on the air. You know, how much this, you know, what somebody said on Saturday Night Live and what response it gets, or how many good things, maybe the United Airlines thing, and how many retweets that had, 3 million or something like that. And so when I did this mindfully, but not with the social media in mind, me just wanting to set the record straight. And the fact that it got as much display as it did sort of tickled me, actually.
Did you do it in all caps?
No, I wasn't really angry, Richie. I really was. I just was because she is such a pain.
And the lesson there's two lessons, really, Doug. One is you weren't really angry, and that's smart because people do really stupid things in social media when they're angry that they regret.
Yeah.
And you got a firsthand experience of how powerful social media is, and people get that experience and learn that lesson one of two ways. The way you did, where you were smart about it and you got to see it as a positive, but often people get the sting of social media by doing something stupid or angry without thinking about it and sending something out, and it literally can destroy your life or your social standing.
I have a rule. I read everything at least 3 to 5 times before I hit enter.
I wait
5 seconds. I read it again. If it's something like what you were doing here, then I wait 10 seconds, and then I read it again, and then I go, do I really want to send this? Because Greg is right. So many people...
How many tweets do you think you've deleted that you never sent?
Legion. This morning, I was getting ready to send one, and it was nothing mean or scandalous or anything, but it just, you know, I thought it was funny when I thought of it, and then as I wrote it, it just didn't kind of plan out like it did. So I was like, you know what? It's not worth it.
Don't send it.
And a lot of people should do that. You should read your tweets, your Facebook posts, whatever it is, 3 to 5 times and go, do I really want to send this? Do I want people to see this? Is this as funny as I thought it was? Is this as engaging as I thought it was?
Does it really represent who I want?
Even if you aren't in radio like we are, does it represent your brand? You have... A brand or people perceive you to be like this. Does it represent that?
That's another thing that happened to me, Richie. Remember when I was asked, and I did it for a while, but this was at the very beginning of sort of social media, or it was email, doug@dougstefan.com.
Yeah.
So I was on 4 or 5 Fox shows, and I did some CNN things, and I was asked, because at that point in time was when the emergence of all these talking heads and opinion on the air, and they wanted radio people to go on and, you know, stir the pot, do a little wrestling on the air. And I did it for a little while until I started getting notes from people saying, why are you talking like that on television? You're not like that. That's not the way your radio program comes across. That doesn't sound like you. Why are you doing this? And you know what? I was only doing it because I wanted publicity. I wasn't really doing it because there were a few of them I did because they spoke to what my feelings were about a particular issue. But for the most part, I was just doing it like most of these other characters do, frankly. They don't really give a damn about what they have to say. They just want to see their mug on television.
Well, a lot of people will create, quote unquote, a brand, and then go out and become that brand. It's not really who they are, but a lot of people will do that.
Yeah. Right, and actually, I think what the end result is, media personalities end up stirring up the pot and getting it boiling about something that doesn't really deserve to be boiled.
Right.
But they're all just doing it to get more and more attention, and then we get all stirred up. And I think that's why we have such divisiveness. It's not the only reason, but I think that's one of the reasons things just get pushed to the extreme. But the people pushing it to the extreme have another agenda, which is to sell their book.
Two takeaways, Richie.
Be your brand. Be who you are. Whatever you are. And, you know, if you're just John Doe who just has a Facebook page with 10 followers, be your brand. Don't be anything that you're not, because it's just not true to who you are.
No.
And then the other thing is just read 3 to 5 times before you post it to make sure that that's really what... I always tell my kids, would you want your grandmother to see this?
I did that on the letter I wrote this weekend.
You never met my grandmother.
I know.
All right, so let's go one step further.
Doug, would you want your kids to see this?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So let's, with that in mind, I'm going to pose this, and then we'll talk about it in a moment. The question about bullying as it applies to the social media that we are worried about with regard to our children. I see what's going on politically as another page in that. I think a lot of the stuff that's going on, the left versus the right, or the Trump versus the others.
Everybody.
Yeah. I think that's, I believe, in my mind, is bullying. It is another way, adults bullying others, trying to cow them, using the vernacular again, into believing or either believing their way or going away because they don't want you to be able to express yourself. And I see that is being used in legions on social media. Mm-hmm. So we'll maybe talk about that in a moment. It's 16 after the hour. You're listening to Tech Talk Time.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works 3 times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
All right, 18 after the hour on the Tech Talk Hour. I'm Doug with Victoria and Greg and Richie. So how do we tell our children not to bully when so many adults are doing it with the political positions that are so obvious? How do we address it? Because this is really what it is. Social media being used to bully people. And it's
kids see it even more. I mean, kids are brutal. Mm-hmm. In junior high, my son's in junior high school, middle school.
God.
And, I mean, I keep an eye on all of his social media accounts. Mm-hmm. Every single. I pick up his phone once a week and just kind of cruise through it to make sure that he hasn't created a new Twitter account or something that I don't know about. Yeah. Because
Does he know you do that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. He'll watch me.
If he's really smart, he can hide them from you.
Well, no, and he could, but I trust my son, so, you know.
Okay.
But kids are brutal, and I want to know if he's on a social media outlet where somebody's giving him a hard time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's everything from your PlayStation that has a chat group where there's 35-year-old guys playing the same game that he is.
Which is so weird.
Twitter. It is. It's absolutely weird. But you have to keep an eye on that stuff because that's where kids lose their confidence is when somebody on PlayStation is telling them that they're worthless or somebody on Twitter that's telling them, you know, you aren't a good person or whatever it is, and all of a sudden they start to lose their confidence. You got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. So, but I don't know how do you monitor other than just use the same methodology to push people back. What else is there? And being aware of it. Is there any? I've never seen anything like this, Greg.
Well, there are tools that parents can use to be alerted. I think, you know, you can, if you go online and do a Google search for parental monitoring, you'll find all
kinds of tools. I'm not talking about that so much. I'm talking about the bullying that's going on by parents to other parents about politics. That, I mean, you don't buy with all this stuff, these protests and things. I mean, protesting is good, but you ought to know it for what it is in this circumstance. I believe a lot of it is just plain adult bullying, frankly. 21 after the hour with the overview of what's going on in the world of technology, Tech Talk Time.
BUC. cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Steffen from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor there, with Victoria Keelan, who is very much a focus, or she has a focus on with the technology being an important part of this program and her being an important part of it. I count on her to help me through things, which McFadden's always
helped
me.
As your tech support?
Yes, right. Yeah, my tech support. All right, so Verizon is offering unlimited wireless data. They have been pushing back on this, Greg, for a long time. They offered unlimited access before, and then they withdrew it. Now it's back. Is it by popular demand, or they realize in order to be competitive they have to do it? Because Verizon doesn't usually care much about what their customers need or want, in my experience. So I'm sort of surprised they're doing this.
I'm going to try to just stick to the facts here, Doug.
Yeah.
On,
good for you. The fact is that they suck, as far as I'm concerned. The service...
I'm going to stick to the alternative facts. So they announced over the weekend that they are going to go back to unlimited data. Why they're doing it, frankly, is because their competition is doing it and being successful at it. I mean, this is everything that we love about capitalism.
Yep.
Capitalism is, you know what, if you don't do it right, your competition will, and they'll eat your lunch. And I think Verizon has been missing some of their lunch lately. So the unlimited plans are back. I don't think AT&T has jumped in and offered them yet, but
not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm on AT&T,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm waiting for it, yeah.
See, I've had
so what does it entail?
I've had unlimited data with AT&T forever.
Right,
so because
you grandfathered in.
I am, because it's literally the first cell phone I had in high school.
Right.
AT&T, yeah. So that's why.
And I started with
let's
Verizon
talk,
and moved. So
let's talk about the Verizon. Let's talk, those of us who have Verizon and resisted. Richie got me into Verizon because they had more cell towers and the service was better, blah, blah, blah.
And it was.
I don't like them as a company. I just find them to be anathema.
Yeah, every company you deal with, you find
well,
them
yeah.
anathema.
I know
so
that.
It
me. It's got to be me. It's my fault.
Well,
anyway.
There is a thread.
I'm not a psychologist, so
no,
I'll
okay,
stick
fine.
To the tech.
Doug, this
thank
doesn't
you.
Affect you whatsoever.
It doesn't?
Well,
you
it
would,
may, actually. It may.
Doug would never use that amount of data because he's just not that. He's not a high-end user like we are.
Well, here's who it does affect. It affects people who use a lot of data, occasionally use a lot of data, or people on family shared plans.
And that's me.
Okay, so if you have a plan where you got four phones and they're all sharing a big pot of data.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
What you may want to do is separate out the use of those phones. And what I'm about to say is probably going to apply to any carrier a week from now. Go online and look at how each phone or each user uses their data. And so I will go on an unlimited plan. But my wife, Jody, doesn't need an unlimited plan, so I will actually back off on her phone to a much lower plan.
Why aren't you on the same plan? I have all other people. I have seven phones, seven lines on my Verizon cell phone plan, and so I'm thinking this does apply to me. It looks like.
Well, I think you need to dump some people, is what I think.
Yeah, really.
You're right about that.
Because as you add more phones to your plan, the price per phone goes down for the unlimited data.
Mm.
So phones 5, 6, and 7 will be $10 a month.
Well, they are now. I've got different lines for different things. The iPad, Donald has
but
a...
But you do have unlimited data for all those phones. You're
no,
sharing
I think it says 3 gigabytes or something. Does that sound right?
Right.
That's very low.
Yes. So yeah. the real lesson here is to actually look at not just your plan, but how each phone uses data, and then look at the price of the plans, because, you know, if you just use my family as an example, we'll probably save about $30 a month. I'm
Why
pretty
not?
Happy.
Better in your pocket than theirs, that's for sure. All right, so that's the thing. For those of you who are Verizon users, the word from Greg is redo your plan. That's what it sounds like. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine with the rest of us here on the Tech Talk Hour at 28 past the hour.
Mama always say, gotta be yourself, gotta be yourself.
You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
Gotta be yourself.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, we'll do your bidding. If there is a problem, technologically speaking, you can share it with us. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Rich at DougStephan.com, Victoria at DougStephan.com, or you can contain yourself by using social media instead of the old stuff. You can use the new stuff. Just go to Facebook.com/DJV Show if you would like. Say hi to people in Jackson, Tennessee who are listening right now, and Elkhart, Indiana. How do you do? Folks over in Hawaii, yep. Love to say hello to people who are here, there, and everywhere. Getting information. Oh, Myrtle Beach, I see that person here. Yep, hello. New Orleans, yep. So technology focus of Tech Talk Time, the practical side, Richie likes to, and so does Victoria, give you information that is not the technical side of technology isn't what we're about. This is not Leo Lepore. This is not Kim Commando. This is us just talking about new developments.
It's for the regular people. It's not high-end users like Kim Commando and Leo Lepore speak to.
Yeah, no, that's inside baseball. There's a new iPhone case that is good for lighting. So I guess the case is from Lumet, And it protects your phone and also gives you extra lighting. I used my phone for the first time the other night. I was in one of those EAT dinners, the EAT theaters. And we can never, whenever I've been, we've been...
It's hard to see the menu at our age.
Yeah. So, excuse me.
Well, it is. I'm
not an R.
20 years younger than you.
Where were you? Were you in a movie theater?
Movie theater, yeah. Looking at the menu.
And then they bring you food?
Yeah, the ones where you eat. Yeah.
Well, but so if you have a light on your iPhone, your tech, hit the thing and you can finally read it. So, anyway, that's what this this iPhone has, extra lighting in the case, which I find interesting. Apparently, this was Kim Kardashian's idea. I find that hard to believe that she came up with any ideas, but...
Well, if you've this is essentially not just to be used as a flashlight or a reading tool while you're in a movie theater. This is actually to take selfies with, and this gives you the proper lighting like you're in a studio or like you're using a ring light. This is that's the quality of the lighting that it gives you. It also has different settings, so if you're in a really dark room and you want to film yourself, then it has different settings for that. And so this new version of this case, the Lumi case existed before. They then gave them to the Kardashians, and the Kardashians started using them, and now Kim has partnered with them to redesign the case. So now it's slimmer, and the lighting is on both sides of the phone.
So basically, Doug, when you're pointing the phone at yourself, the camera at yourself, it will flash so that your face is lit up with the selfie.
Okay. Because traditionally, without that, you don't have that feature. So the flash is only on one side of an iPhone, and so now the case provides that light on your
cell phone. You went in on a secret there, Victoria?
What?
Yes.
The iPhone 7?
I heard it's different, right? It's dual?
It is. So what happens now is when you take a selfie, when you flip the camera so that it's on the screen's side, and you're taking a selfie, the whole screen turns white and flashes as the picture is being taken. So the screen becomes your flash.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And it works well.
You know, over the weekend, I had lunch with a friend, and we went to this cute little cafe, and she was taking all these pictures, and the pictures were unbelievable, and it's an iPhone 7. And I thought of you, Rich, because I know that you love the camera on the iPhone 7, and I totally get why someone would upgrade to the 7.
It's
just for the camera.
It's the reason I bought the 7.
It is amazing. It's like using a digital professional camera.
Yeah, and I think the pictures I take with my 6 are good.
Although, we haven't seen any of these pictures, these supposed pictures, alleged pictures.
There's a friend of mine, and she has an Instagram page, and she lives in outside of Charleston, North Carolina, on a barrier island, and she takes and posts some of the most beautiful pictures. And I saw her over the summer, and she's using an iPhone 5.
Really?
And I was like, don't even try to tell me that those pictures you post are from that thing. And she said, yep.
What kind of filter does she use?
She's got a good eye. And it's just, that's half of taking a picture, is knowing how to compose the picture. And she's just so good at that and gets decent enough quality that the pictures come out amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Good. How is the video on the iPhone 7? How is the video function?
It's great.
Does it look as good as
yes, it does.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It's HD.
All right. Next item of interest here. I don't claim to be an expert, but I see these things. This is something that people are talking about, the hacks, the pre-inauguration hacks. So now the feds are looking into whether or not there's all kinds of security camera networks that are being... You remember before Trump was inaugurated, the network was held for ransom? The traffic security cameras, all that sort of thing, part of the preparations, all worried about security.
Somebody hacked into D.C.'s traffic security.
Oh, right. The lights and everything were changed, right?
And it was a ransomware, and they were able to clean out the virus without having to pay the ransom.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But the people that perpetrated this apparently were in England. And then there's a probe expanding into other countries. And it brings us back around to also the discussion of whether the Russians were involved and Snowden was involved. And is this hacking? It seems the way it's talking. I mean, I just look at my screen in front of me. and then I look at the keyboard in front of me, and I think to myself, somebody could use that keyboard, the same keyboard that's in front of me, and basically the tools that I have to hack into the DNC or hack into anything. Mm-hmm. It's all zeros and ones. I don't know. How do you even learn how to do that, frankly?
It's a language, and when I talk to my engineers here at the network that write code, I ask them the same thing, and it's basically...
What do they, when you say write code, what do they do?
There are words, so and most of this stuff is pre-made, so this amount of zeros and ones means a button, and this amount of zeros and ones in this
order
means a
zeros,
color.
They put zeros and ones from their computer
no,
into
it's already written.
Something?
Everything's already written.
Written
All
by
they're
whom?
Doing is... 20 years ago, the people that wrote Java, and I mean, it's constantly being edited. But so now what they do is they take this language and they say, okay, here's code to make this. So they aren't actually punching in the zeros and ones. They're copying and pasting code for a button. They're copying and pasting code to make the button green. They're copying and pasting the code that now takes that button and makes it flash. And on and on and on and on until you have a full website or whatever. So
right.
Within that code, somebody who knows it well enough can go in there and say, you know what, if I take this portion of the code for that flashing part of the button and I change the zeros to 3 zeros instead of 20, it'll make it do this. And they understand it that well.
Yes. I have a friend who's a coder, and he said the number one question people ask him is if can he hack, can he hack into stuff? And he said he was trained as a coder. He hasn't gotten into the darker side of that stuff where people will explore into hacking and things like that. He said there are basic things that he can hack into just by the stuff that he does on a daily basis for his job. But in terms of government hacks, those are people who are like freaks of nature. Dedicate their whole lives to learning
Snowden,
how to do
right.
that.
Snowden.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that Snowden was
Snowden
really
a
hacker. Yeah,
yeah,
he didn't really hack.
He didn't hack anything. He just stole files.
Yeah.
So he's not really. You think he's the hacker or is he not? No,
no he's not.
How
a hacker.
No.
You don't think he's the
He's
hacker.
Just a thief.
Is he not that good at it?
Well,
I don't know enough about his background to know
in Russia.
What his skill sets are, other than the story that everyone knows about him taking stuff or releasing it.
Yeah.
I know a white hat hacker, but he won't tell me anything. It's just part of his job.
What does it mean, white hat hacker? What does that
He's
mean?
The guy who hacks for good, meaning he...
How does he make money?
His company is hired by big companies to protect them from being hacked, or if they are hacked, he knows how to go in and find where the hack is and fix it. Or he knows how to go in and say, uh-oh, you're vulnerable here. Look, I can hack you. See, I just did. You want me to make it so that nobody else can?
Wow. And
so that's white
hackers. Please pay me $10,000 for doing that day's work.
They make a lot of money. lot of money. So it's your
right.
white hat and your black hat hackers. Black hat got bad it. Guys, obviously. White
good
hat.
Guys in the black. Yeah, got it. Thanks, Richie. Yep. That's racist, by the way. 44 past the hour on the Tech Talk Hour. Here's something we want Victoria to bring Richie in on our discussion of these new sheets. Richie, you have never experienced a night in a bed with any sheets that are like this.
I'd rather Victoria make the offer than you, but go ahead.
Well, she knows as much about it as I do.
Okay.
She slept on them. Company's called Parachute. They make modern bedding, so your home, your bed, your sheets, everything about your experience is better than it ever has been. And what Victoria pointed out earlier was that these are all made in Italy. Most of the sheets now are made in China. No. Parachute's 60-night trial also means you can take a test run. Richie, try them out for 2 months. You don't like them, you send them back, get your money back, and then they give the they don't sell the sheets to somebody else. They give them to Habitat for Humanity. So what did Lewis think about your first night on the parachute? I don't want too many details, Victoria, but not enough. Ah, that's good, huh?
Apparently
that good.
Trying them out right now.
Apparently they are. Well, listen, the best made plans of mice and men. Parachute's bedding is all natural. No chemicals, no synthetics, none of that stuff. The percale bedding is made from premium, long staple Egyptian cotton. It's crisp and it's cool.
It's the good stuff.
Nothing better than getting into bed with that. So how can you get a hold of these? This sort of reminds me, excuse me, the quality. You know how, what's his face from the Guardians, who's on in New York?
Him. Right.
He wears a sateen jacket all the time. And so when I saw they had sateen bedding, I wanted to feel it. It's so soft, so smooth. I went to their facility here in Los Angeles, gave me a tour, grabbed some sheets, and I had a great time.
It was cool.
And when you unbox these things, you will understand how much quality there is associated with it. So anyway, if you would like to have comfy bedding that's less expensive and better than anything you can get, visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV. All right? ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping and the ability for free returns. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creevel.
Many farmers have been required to place all buildings as much as 50 feet or more from the edge of their property. We can all understand why potential issues with neighbors lead to such rules in the first place. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we might see them differently. We might realize that the best farm practices often mean putting buildings at the edge of the property, not in the middle. That would also preserve the most open space for us all to enjoy. Every farmer in America understands that, but convincing regulators and politicians is another matter. That's one reason America's founders decided to leave ordinary people free to govern themselves.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I find it very interesting.
I'm chuckling because we live in a technological world. Our radio program is built around technology. And so every once in a while, because we're not all in the same room, even though it sounds like we are, we're all in different parts of the country. Victoria's in one place in New York. I happen to be in Los Angeles. Kara's and Richie are in the studio in Washington. And so we're all connected through the facility in Washington. And you're only as good as the connection points are using the new technology. And I think we talk about technology in this hour, and yet our technology craps out just like everybody else's does, and it does. It just it's here, there, using it, and bingo, it's gone. And you don't really know. Sometimes it's as you cross your fingers. It with all the sophisticated equipment, you sometimes just have to cross your fingers and hope it works. That's it. I mean, that's really how it's fabulous stuff when it works right. It makes me all feel, all of us, me especially, feel comfortable that we're going to be able to do this. And everyone, well, they go in the middle of a sentence. Victoria's gone. 10 before the hour. Tech talk time.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
3:53, Tech Talk time here with DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. We're going to talk about Intel and their investment in Arizona. Plus, there's a new iPhone case that you may like. And those of you who are Googling Valentine's gifts to try to be clever, we got some news for you. Verizon thing, I wonder if we have time for that, Victoria, as well. If you're hiring, do you post your job needs? Are you finding the best candidates going? I think most people now do go online, don't they? Don't people mostly go online to recruit new helps? You don't see ads anymore. You don't even, once in a while see something on the door of the company, but if you're really running a fairly big or sophisticated company, or even if you're running a small local company, posting your job in one place just isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all of the top job sites. And now you can by using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks. You can use Facebook, Twitter, that kind of stuff. But it happens all with one click. Find candidates anywhere, any city, any state, from any industry, all across the country. People are going to be seeing your needs. Post once, watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter, what a great name. ZipRecruiter. Recruiter. No juggling emails, no juggling calls. Your office isn't going to be inundated with all kinds of stuff because ZipRecruiter makes it easy for you to quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person and do it quickly and efficiently. Find out today, right now, if you're a business person and you're looking for help, find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small businesses, medium-sized businesses. ZipRecruiter. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Pretty simple to do. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post your job. No matter how big your company, small your company is, go free. It doesn't cost anything to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to post. One more time, try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, so Geico is something that's on people's minds. You hear these commercials all over the place, and they do remind you that you could save 15% or more on car insurance. That's the message. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Just visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Okay, so the Google Valentine Day gifts that are so unoriginal. Victoria, do we need the big voice? Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
Sure.
All right, here
number
we go.
Number how many? Ten. Right?
We'll start with number
Ten.
These are the most Googled Valentine's gifts of 2017. Google just released this list, and it's very unoriginal. Number 10 is Valentine's Day candy. That's literally what people are Googling. I mean, that's weird. So boring.
Number 9.
Fruit baskets. If anyone gave me a fruit basket on Valentine's Day, it would be a very short relationship.
Mm.
Number 8.
Open when letters. You know, these are the letters that, you know, you say, you write them out, you make them little handmade gifts, and you say, open when we have a fight, or open when, you know, you want some loving, or whatever. So,
open
I don't know.
When you're looking for a new girlfriend.
Exactly. Now, the fact is, this is like, could be construed as slightly creative, but if you have to Google how to do it, it's not creative.
Let's go.
Number 7.
Nintendo NES. Really?
Mm. Number 6.
Bath bombs. Now, bath bombs are okay, but you have to obviously pair it with a spa certificate or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Number 5.
Lingerie. That's just the single word, lingerie, people are Googling.
Number 4.
Chocolate-covered strawberries. Now, unless they're cherries.
That's
that. Right. Number 3.
Flower delivery.
Number 2.
Big teddy bear.
Ugh. Oh, boy. Number 1.
Promise rings. Oddly enough, not engagement rings, promise rings.
What's a promise ring?
Exactly.
There it is. That's the list. 59 past the hour.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.